Welcome to the 3040 podcast, a podcast that shines light on the most prime years of your life, if you choose. Leave your 20s behind and embrace these powerful decades that are your 30s and 40s, and do that with me, your host, Alicia Ward. Find success, learn important lessons, build meaningful relationships, and move through massive milestones. These are some of the most transformative years of your life, and that, my friend, is something to be excited about. Welcome to episode 135 of my podcast. Now, I wanted to do a quick extra intro for this podcast just to preface this, that we are not perfect. And just because I'm doing this episode does not mean that I am perfect in this. This is something that I have been working on slowly to build these habits, something that I've learned over time to read the labels. Do I still eat foods that have seed oils in them, for example, from time to time? Yeah. Do I still have Windex in my cleaning products to clean glass? Yeah. But slowly, I am replacing those things with the non-toxic options. I recently just got rid of my laundry, like Tide Pods, and I switched to a natural laundry detergent. I don't use dryer sheets, but my clothes are so staticky, so I need to go buy the non-toxic dryer balls because I don't want to do the dryer sheets. You know, I use vinegar and water to clean most surfaces except for the glass, but when that Windex is out, I'm going to find a replacement for my glass cleaner with a non-toxic one. And I have seen them at the farmer's market. These things are something slow. This episode is not to shit on you if you haven't thought of these things or if you're not doing this. Like, it's just to bring awareness and to hopefully help you build a habit of thinking of these things, reading the labels, choosing the healthier choices, choosing the non-toxic cleaners, because you got kids crawling on your floors, your dogs. Like, you don't want to be mopping your floors with a super toxic cleaner and having your kids crawl around on it and then eat something with their hands. Like, it's just, it is overwhelming to think about all the toxins in our environment, but it's just important to start becoming aware and then building habits to change and slowly do an overhaul. And once you start doing this and you do create that habit, it'll just become naturally. It won't feel like it takes a ton of extra energy and time to do. And you'll be more drawn to the healthier things. So a couple things that I want you to take away from this for sure is, first of all, you're not perfect. We pick our poisons. You know, with a lot of times with stuff like this, people will be like to me, well, you have toxins and Botox and fake boobs. And yeah, I do. I got these fake boobs before I realized how toxic they were really, and no one really informed me, and I want them out. But am I going to get them out tomorrow when it's a huge surgery? It's $10,000 and I don't have a ton of symptoms that are, you know, messing my life up. No, I'll get them out when I'm ready, when it's time. And as for like Botox and fillers, yeah, I get it that those are also toxins. But I look at it as a sense of like, you pick your poisons. In our world today, we cannot go 100% toxin free, and there's choices we've made in the past that, like fake implants or whatever, that we didn't understand how the potential toxins and harms that are in those. So we made that decision. It's pretty like, it's not as easy as throwing out the Windex and like buying a non-toxic cleaner. You know, they're in your body. So there's a lot with that. That's for a whole nother episode. But I just want you to like take that away with you from this episode. You pick your poison. So you can just start small is what I'm trying to say. You know, you can get rid of the Tide Pods and replace your laundry detergent with something more natural. You can replace the Windex with an all-natural cleaner. You can, you know, slowly do these things. You can just start to read the labels, educate your spouses on what to look for, what not to look for. So take that away with you, please. You're not perfect. You're going to pick your poisons in your life, and slowly it'll just, you know, evolve and change and get easier and easier. Things that I want you to truly try and stay away from, if you can, is seed oils, canola oil, sunflower oil, grapeseed oil, rapeseed oil, I think is one, like any of these oils. The oils that you want to be cooking with are extra virgin olive oil or avocado oil or coconut oil or butter, okay? You get rid of the canola oil that you have in your pantry. I know that canola oil is way cheaper than olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, but there's a reason for that. And go buy it at Costco. you know, olive oil is super cheap at Costco, and avocado oil. But just little things like that. Replace the canola oil in your pantry with a better oil choice and look for it in the ingredients of the products you're buying. Stay away from like high fructose corn syrup. Look at the sugar content. For me personally, when it comes to the seed oils, something that I want to implement, because I don't do this yet, but I want to, is when I go to a nice restaurant and I'm ordering a steak, I'm going to ask them if they cook it in seed oils. And I'm going to ask them if they can cook my steak in butter. Because if I'm paying, you know, $30, $40 for a meal at a restaurant, they damn well should be able to avoid the seed oils and cook my food in butter for me. So little things like that we can implement. But again, I really wanted to touch on, am I perfect? God, no. I still eat the seed oils. I go to restaurants. I haven't been requesting this yet, you know, but I do now prioritize the farmer's market. That's where I buy all my groceries, especially my meat. When I'm buying supplements, I'm looking at, like, you know, what are the capsules made of? I'm replacing my household products, my cleaning products, with more natural products, like water and vinegar for cleaning. And I switched out my laundry detergent for a non-toxic one I found at the farmer's market. Things like that. Always reading the labels, trying to buy the products that have more whole food ingredients in them and less ingredients. Less is more. If you are curious in supplements and things, I link a lot of the supplements that I purchase in my Amazon store, which is in the show notes. And with that, I'll just get into the episode. I really hope you can pull some value from this and some little things that you can start implementing into your life right now. Remember, we're not perfect. This is a process. We pick our poisons. You can pick your poisons, right? Yes, just because you get Botox and filler doesn't mean that you should go eat food, like fast food all the time, because, well, you got poisons in your face anyways. No, it doesn't work like that. Picking your poisons is trying to reduce the amount of toxic, harmful substances that we're getting into our body and onto our body slowly but surely, because they are coming from all places. Our shampoos, our body washes, our lotions, our makeups, our foods, obviously, the pesticides on our fruits and vegetables, you know, our cleaning products, our air fresheners, our scented candles. Oh my God, the list goes on and on and on. So becoming aware, creating healthy habits, and educating ourselves will help you slowly do an overhaul, but it's not going to happen overnight. You're going to pick your poisons. You want to still get your Botox and filler? Go hard, honey. Like, that's okay. But we need to start paying attention to where we can start minimizing, you know, what we're consuming when it comes to these toxins in our environment, because it will make you feel better overall. Anyways, let's dive into this episode. Episode 135. Welcome. Before we get to today's episode, I just want to thank our sponsors. First of all, Mindful Meds. I can't say enough good things about this company. I have been taking Mindful Meds supplements, both that include psilocybin for microdosing and the ones that do not, for since this company was born, honestly. And they help with your overall health, your mental health, anxiety, addiction issues. There's so many things that microdosing can help you with. So I really encourage you to check the show notes, go to the link, check out the website, learn more about it, message them on Instagram if you want. All the information is linked for you there, as well as a code for a discount if you decide to try Mindful Meds out. Hey, how you doing today? In this week's episode, I want to talk to you about healthier choices. You know, we're in our 30s and 40s now. We aren't built the way that we used to be. Our bodies have become weathered, per se. We put it through a lot. I mean, I personally have, through my teens and moving into my 20s and the late nights and the drinking and the fast food and the whatever else. There was some trauma done to my body. You know, I kind of like beat it up. So now, being in my 30s and 40s, I'm really starting to understand why my mom was the type of person that she was. Because when I was little, we were quite poor. You can go back to the very first episode if you want to hear about my childhood. It's quite interesting, honestly. But we were quite poor. Like, obviously, $100 back then for groceries was a lot more than it is nowadays, because that gets you like 5 items. But still, my mom had 6 kids and we lived out in the country, And I would remember going to the grocery store with her and her only having like $100 cash from my dad, because my dad was a musician at the time. And so you just have cash all the time. So, and I mean, I think people use cash more back then anyways, but anyway, she had have $100. So there was so many times we would be at the checkout and she would be over by whatever, $5, and she would have to choose the item or items that she would put back on the shelf instead of just being like, oh, okay, like here's the extra $5. That happened a lot in my childhood, and I remember always kind of feeling like, I can remember empathy. I didn't know what it was back then, but yeah, it would have been empathy and a little bit like embarrassed for my mom, because there's people in the lineup behind her. And even with even if that happens to you now, even if my credit card gets declined now for some silly reason, I'm like, oh, it's like a weird feeling, right? So that, I remember experiencing that as a child with my mom. But here's the thing with my mom. She never, even though we didn't have a lot of money, she never skimped on the quality of our food because of the money. You know, she never bought Aunt Jemima's maple syrup instead of real maple syrup, because that shit is toxic. It's not even syrup. It's just labeled as syrup. That's one of my biggest pet peeves, and we can dive into that in this episode. But she always, and she would still buy organic. And she would just get the quality, the better quality things. So now that I'm in my 30s, I am really recognizing how much I'm aware of that and how much I'm kind of like my mother in those ways. And I'll even go through, like, I don't know, I've gone through like friends or, you know, people's fridges. And I have a little slight obsession with like organizing a fridge. Or a pantry. I don't know why, but I do. And if I go in there and I start seeing things like Aunt Jemima, I just like, I feel this urge to like educate people. So maybe that's what led me to doing this episode for you today. Because what I've kind of realized through talking to different people about things like that is a lot of us, just a lot of you, I mean, I have been taught and self-taught myself on how to, for example, read a label and what to look for. And it's not that it's difficult. And it's not that you're stupid if you don't do it. It's just that you just don't think of it. Like, it comes naturally to me now to look at the damn label of something that I'm going to buy that I haven't bought before. Or look at the label of something that looks like a good snack, but if I want to know if it really is, I'm going to look at the label. But not just looking at the label and how many calories and grams of fat and how many grams of sugar it has in it, which this is part of it, but also the ingredients list. And there's just a lot of people out there who don't do this, and probably more men. I don't want to be, you know, whatever, but it is. I've definitely noticed this with men way more than women. Don't you want to know what you're putting into your body? Don't you want to know what's in that Made Good granola bar that has a name that you literally read and your brain thinks it's Made Good because that's the name of it? It's marketing. It's marketing, right? And it works the way that they market things. Like, labeling something like Made Good, you're going to think that you don't need to look at the ingredients because it's Made Good. So why would they call it Made Good if it's not truly Made Good? But it's not. So I want to talk a bit about, I'm no expert in this. Let me just be clear. I am no like certified nutritionist or anything like this. This is just like basic common sense that a lot of us aren't taught, because we're taught to trust the system, and we're taught to trust that the people making these products actually give a fuck about us and not money and selling more. And they will do whatever they need to do to disguise things that aren't good for you but cheap to use and make in order to get you to buy it by labeling it and making it look like it's good for you and sound like it's good for you. Whatever they put on the front of that wrapper, because you're busy. You got a ton of other shit on your mind. Maybe you don't feel like you have the time to sit and read the label of everything, but it is so important for you and for your kids. Now, I just want to run over what I personally do when it comes to reading the labels, okay? So the first thing you're going to look at is the nutritional information. And what I personally always look at, and I'm not so crazy over this, but the main thing I look for is the sugar. I don't really care about the carbs or the calories or the fat as much, depending on what the product is, but I'm going to look at the sugar content. So for example, if you're buying a protein bar or a granola bar or something like that, or yogurt, I'm going to buy plain Greek yogurt. And I'm going to add in my sweetener, whether it's Zevia or Stevia, even though I know that shit's not great for you either, but it's a more of a controlled dose of sugar that I can do, or honey. I love just putting honey in my yogurt to sweeten it, or just the berries themselves. But like when you're buying sweetened yogurt or vanilla flavored yogurt, look at that sugar content. And it doesn't matter if you're a kid, it's still addicting as an adult. I know I can go a full day without eating any treats. Like right now I have some Halloween treats. I can go a full day without eating any. As soon as I ate one little mini Halloween treat, I ate like seven. And I was totally fine before that. It's addicting. Then your body wants more and more and more. So I go for the sugar content. I look at that. Of course, I look at calories and fat. But here's a good example of why I'll choose plain Greek yogurt versus flavored Greek yogurt. Even like the calorie, but I won't go like 0% fat. I go for the higher fat because I think fats can be good for us. And when you actually get a higher percentage fat, a lot of times the calories are less. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure it is that way with the yogurts, at least. So looking at the label, I'm going to look for the sugar first. If there's an insane amount of sugar in a small serving of this, and I'm talking like 26, 39, like it will blow your mind when you start paying attention to the sugar. And I'm going to go for as little sugar as possible. There's no way you're going to catch me eating unless I'm in a bind some tiny little granola bar that has like 16 to 20 to 30 grams of sugar in it. Like no fucking thank you. Plus, a lot of times the sugar that they are using in those things are bad, right? So it does go really deep when you start getting into this stuff because there's a lot of things to know. But here's the thing is you don't need to know it all right now. This is something you slowly integrate into your life and you slowly build the habit of. I am definitely not perfect with this all the time, but awareness to something like this is key so you can make better choices for yourself as much as possible. Right? And that's what counts. So you just want to get started building the habit. So I look for the sugars. Yeah, I do look at the calories and the fat and the carbs, but honestly, my main concern is the sugar. Then we move to the ingredients. I don't know if you know this, most of you might, but the way the ingredients are labeled, the first ingredients is there's the highest percentage of the first ingredients, and then it goes down the line, if that makes sense. So I've tried to explain this to so many people. Here's the thing. You know, syrup is a great example. You have Aunt Jemima or Mrs. Butterworth syrup. And I encourage you, even Google on your phone right now, Google the ingredients of one of those. Okay? And then you have maple syrup. Just, we're Canadian. We have plain old, real maple syrup. Now, if you look at the ingredients on Aunt Jemima or Mrs. Butterworth, you will read a large amount of ingredients that you don't know really how to pronounce, I imagine, and you probably don't know what any of them are. And I bet you none of those ingredients in that is actual maple syrup. It's like high fructose corn syrup and blah, 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 blah. None of it is actual maple syrup. So that's like a fake syrup made with chemicals, okay, to imitate real Canadian maple syrup. And if you pick up a real bottle of maple syrup, granted, it costs probably a lot more. But if you look at the ingredients on it, there's one ingredient. It says syrup because it's actual syrup. So you have the choice of like the toxic chemical fake syrup or the actual syrup. Why the fuck wouldn't you choose the actual syrup? And I get it that the price is, but this is where I'm grateful for my upbringing, because even though we were poor and we didn't have a lot of money and that would happen to my mom at the grocery store, she didn't skimp on the fucking syrup. You know what I mean? She didn't skimp on the butter. She bought the real butter, not the margarine. Same thing there. Look at the ingredients. Read how many ingredients are on something like margarine and how none of them are actual butter. And then read the ingredients on a stick of butter. Okay? That's the difference. You want less ingredients and you want whole food ingredients, ingredients that you can read, ingredients that you know what they are, not the ones that you fucking barely know how to pronounce. That's as simple as it gets with these things. And there are some major key staples that come into our diet that you can start to switch out that can make big impacts. Butter being one. Don't use margarine. Anything with canola oil in it is going to be bad. You want to stray away from any hydrogenated oils, canola oils, sunflower oils. Any of these oils are not good for you. So that's something I look for. So when you're looking at that ingredient list, if even if it's something that looks healthy, like a granola bar, and it's, you know, a lot of its ingredient, like it's first one in one of its first three ingredients, it's canola oil or something like that, it's not going to be good. You don't want these seed oils. Okay. The best oils for you are going to be 100% virgin olive oil or avocado oil for cooking. But yeah, you want to stay away from these seed oils being ingredients in a lot of these foods. And one of the easiest ways to avoid this in the grocery store is if you actually stick to the entire outside of a grocery store. Costco obviously won't fall into this, but the entire outside row and not going in between the aisles, that's going to be basically all your whole foods. You got your dairies and your milks and your veggies and your fruits and things like that. As soon as you're getting into the aisles, that's where you're getting into all the processed foods that you should really be looking at the labels of and paying attention to what it is that you're buying. Because even though these things, you know, obviously everything in moderation, it's not going to kill you, it's still going to make you feel like shit. Food is your fuel. So if you struggle with anxiety, if you struggle with, you know, thinking of the lack of sleep, you can't sleep at night, if you're struggling with like mood swings or whatever, acne, whatever, a lot of these things can be brought down to our diet. But we're just so accustomed to shopping the way that we do and not really paying attention to what's in our things because we weren't educated on this in school, which is so dumb. We should be. But they don't want people to pay attention to this. It's cheaper and it's more cost effective, and they make more money when they're using these shitty ingredients because they don't actually care about your health. Now, what led me into doing this episode today too is because I shared a thing on my Instagram today, and it was about the Costco chickens and how they're labeled as humane, that they're raised humane and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, these activists actually went in and these chickens are like piled on top of each other. Yeah, they're cage free, but there's like so many squished in a tiny little space, and that they were literally becoming cannibals and eating the dead chickens. Like, here's one thing, and this is kind of out there for a lot of people, but I do believe that there's energy within meat. I didn't eat meat for 4 years. I was a vegetarian, and, you know, I did it mainly for the animals, because, you know, I feel for the animals, and I hate the way that they're raised. And I do believe that, I mean, you're eating another being, which can be gross if you think about it too hard, but we do need the protein. Some of us do. I was vegetarian for 4 years. I read a book called The Mood Cure, and because I was having a lot of problems with my mood and how I was feeling every day, and it kind of was tied into at the same time that I started being a vegetarian. So I read this book called The Mood Cure, and it really had me, it helped me decide to start transitioning meat back into my diet. Let me tell you, when I did, a lot of the things I was struggling with did go away, and my body really took to it well. I had more energy. I was just like, I was able to push more weight at the gym. I just felt stronger. My body changed quicker, and I got the results faster from like what I was doing, right? So it's different for everybody. I do believe that, but it's worth a read if you want The Mood Cure. Anyways, I shared this video on my story about this Costco chickens, and this guy went in and how they were being raised. Like, I just, like, why would you want to eat a meat that before it's killed, it's living in a condition like that where it's scared and in the dark and on top of other chickens and even eating other dead chickens? Chickens aren't supposed to eat meat. It is. And so what kind of bacteria and stuff is that chicken ingesting? How toxic is that chicken? And then you are therefore putting that into your body. These are the things you need to think about. If you believe in like energy, I do believe that like energy from animals can be transferred through the meat, even when it's dead. Now that might be a little bit out there for you, and that's totally okay. That's just something that I think about. So Have I bought, you know, Costco eggs and meat before? Yes, I have. But it's just more about being aware and conscious and trying to make better choices when it comes to these things, because it does really impact how you feel every single day. And if we could all just try and do this more, we wouldn't be fueling these big companies that really don't give a fuck about our health as much. So a big change that I've done since moving to Calgary is, well, Calgary has farmers markets. Like, there's these two huge identical farmers markets called the Calgary's Farmers Market. And it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can go pretty much any day of the week, and I can get almost everything that I eat in a week there. Minus, like, I don't get almond milk there, but you can, I haven't bought butter there, but you could probably get it. I get everything else, though. I get any breads, anything from the bakery. I get my eggs. I get my chicken. I get some juices. I get my veggies. I get my fruit. Everything from the farmer's market. And even just being there shopping and the exchange of giving my money to these smaller businesses who set up shop there feels better energetically for me than going to somewhere like Costco, where you're just pushed through like fucking numbers. And, you know, we have this kind of scarcity mindset where we need like more, so we're buying all this Costco side. And again, I get it if you have a big family. This is talking from like my perspective, obviously, but and then you feel better about what you're buying. And it's like a weekly routine for me. I'll just go to the farmer's market and buy everything I can there first. And then I'll hit the grocery store if I just need my almond milk or my almond creamer or whatever. But we're really blessed to have that. And it just feels so much better. And then you know that your food is coming from a better place. I mean, this goes so deep. It runs so deep. Even with the pesticides and stuff on our fruits and vegetables, like if you're not washing your fruits and vegetables, or you're just trying to wash them with tap water, that's not enough to strip these pesticides off your veggies and fruit, because pesticides are water soluble. If they weren't, the rain would wash them off. So it doesn't matter if you wash something with tap water, it's not going to get the pesticides off, because if that worked, the rain would wash the pesticides off the fruit and vegetables when they're out in the field. You know what I mean? So you need to, you can buy natural cleaners. Like for me, I come home, I fill the sink, I add baking soda and white vinegar, and I soak my veggies in there for a while. Or I have a Kangen machine and I can do pH 11.5 and soak my fruit and veggies in that, and it'll strip, you can see the color of the water change. Like you can strip the pesticides off these. You need to start creating habits in your life where you're doing these things, because it's like this silent killer. You know what I mean? Like silently you're ingesting these chemicals and harmful substances, and you're not even really thinking about it, because it's things that you need to do. You need to eat, you need to feed your family. But fuck, like it's all so hidden. It's hidden behind the marketing. It's hidden behind the labeling. It's hidden because we're not educated about it. And so where do you go? Like the first step is to just start to become aware. And the first step is just to start looking at the labels, I feel, because you'll start to see just by reading the ingredients and stuff. Oh, okay. And then you'll naturally start to find replacements for things that maybe you were eating that were not the best. You know, one change you can make right now, if you were having Aunt Jemima or Mrs. Buttersworth, throw that shit in the garbage and get yourself some real maple syrup, because you are Canadian, most likely. That's probably one of my biggest pet peeves, that and margarine, because they're just like two things where it's like, I know they say like butter is not healthy for you, but how the fuck would you think that margarine, something that resembles butter but is just a bunch of chemicals, is better for you than butter, which is just like just butter and salt if you get salted. Anyways, I digress. That's what I wanted to podcast about, because I mean, yeah, I'll still go to a fast food restaurant once in a while and I'll get some fucking fries, but it's not about completely cutting it all out. It's about becoming aware and then making better choices when you can. And then slowly you transition into like craving, like going to a restaurant and being like, can you not cook this in seed oils for me? I would rather you cook my steak in butter. Because some of the, even like the nicest restaurants you go to, you might think you're having a healthy option, but the dressing is totally terrible for you and it uses a ton of seed oils, or they're cooking it in a ton of seed oils. And you can take control of this. You can start to ask for what you want. The prices we pay for our groceries and at restaurants nowadays is fucking bananas, okay? And for what you're paying, you deserve to be able to have a say in what they are using. If they can cook it in butter instead of seed oils for you, you're paying how much money for a steak at a restaurant? They can fucking do it. And if they won't, maybe they don't deserve your business or your money at all. You know what I mean? We have to start taking control of this stuff and asking the right questions and looking at the labels, because no one's going to do that for us. That is our responsibility. And if a company can make a product and you're not reading the label and you're giving it to yourself and your kids and they're making all the money, why the fuck do they care? They're putting the label there. It's you who has to read it. So I just want to shed some light on this because, yeah, and like I said, I'm not insulting anyone who doesn't know how to read a label or really what to look for. If you've never even thought of this, it is totally fine and normal, but like, it's time to start because it makes a big difference in our lives. And it's empowering as well when you start to know what you're putting in your body. And then you start to like get the ick when you think about putting toxic chemicals in your body that are going to make you feel like shit. Like, come on. You want to feel good every day. You want to beat depression. You don't want to have anxiety. You want to show up and be happy. You want to have energy to play with your kids. You want to, you know, see the results from the workouts that you're doing. This stuff matters 100%. And I don't believe that there's any specific diet that is right for anybody. I believe that my personal belief is that a more whole food diet for anybody is going to be better. That's what nature is. That's what we're created for, right? More whole foods. That means not eating the fucking processed toxic chemicals that are whatever. And if you want to do that as a vegetarian or eat meat or a pescatarian, just eat fish, like all you do, you boo. I focus on more intentional eating. I focus on buying what I need so I don't waste a ton of it. And I focus on high protein, less carbs, and I'm mating out sugar as much as I can. And one thing that I do, I'm going to try now here, is trying to go gluten-free. Because I did, I went and saw like a Chinese medicine doctor and we talked about some stuff that's going on in my body. And she thought trying gluten-free would be helpful for me. So I don't mind trying that at all. You know what I mean? There's a lot of different changes. So with that, I'm going to end this episode. I hope you enjoyed. I hope some of that was helpful for you. And I hope that moving forward, you start to just look at labels, just even to create the habit, and then slowly start to find replacements with better ingredients that maybe you've been buying for a while. Just start with one thing at a time. You know, I want to go non-toxic cleaners and laundry detergent and all that, but I am also weird about like throwing things away. So I finally just swapped out my laundry detergent because I bought a Costco size thing of Tide Pods when I moved in. And then I'm like, oh, I should just get through these before I buy natural laundry detergent. And it's like, why? Every time I'm washing my clothes and wearing my clothes, I'm wearing that. And if it bothers me, why not switch it out? So last time I was at Farmer's Market, I bought a refillable glass jug of non-toxic, smells amazing laundry detergent, and I just gave the Tide Pods away. Okay, so next time I go, I'm going to buy one other thing. I'm going to buy the non-toxic dish soap, for example. Next time I'm going to buy the non-toxic, all-purpose cleaner. And just slowly swapping out one thing at a time, because these toxins are not only in our foods, they are in our laundry detergent. So then therefore it's in your bedding, it's in your clothes that you wear, in the towels that you dry off with. There's toxins in our water that are hurting us and absorbing through our skin. Our skin is our biggest organ, so it absorbs everything you put on it. Not to mention our products, our facial products, our body wash, our shampoo and conditioner, our hand soap, our perfume, all of that is going on our skin, which is then therefore soaking into our body. These are things we need to be very aware of because think of a day, I know I'm ranting now, but bear with me. Think of a day for a person who is unaware of all this and it's not their fault. They just have no idea. They weren't raised that way. So in a day, they're eating a ton of processed foods with harmful chemicals and substances in it. They're wearing clothes with, you know, that's been washed in detergent and dried with dryer sheets that have this fake scent or whatever, and then they're wearing that all day. They're sleeping in a bed that's been washed in these toxic detergents and dryer sheets as well. Then they are having a shower using a bunch of products that have a bunch of toxic harmful chemicals in them and putting it all over their body. Then they're putting on scented lotions and all this other stuff onto their body, also absorbing in. Then at night they're burning a scented candle, you know, and just vibing, but that scented candle is releasing like terrible toxins into the air as well. And the list goes on. And then they're repeating that day to day to day to day to day. And we wonder why people have, like, why mental health issues are such on the rise. Not that that's the only cause, but that is a part of it for a lot of people who otherwise might feel okay. And it's something that's really hard to get away from because it's in everything. I'm a little passionate about this stuff, but I am no expert. So that's why it's, you know, it's not something I love to talk on all the time. But this is just my life and things that I think about and things that I do. Again, I am not perfect with this stuff. I believe that it's one thing at a time. And I believe that awareness is the first step in then creating habits. And eventually it kind of becomes second nature to think about these things. So with that, I will finally actually let you go. Thank you for listening. I love you. I'll talk to you on the next episode. Thanks for listening. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Alicia May Ward, as well as 3040 Podcast, which is linked in the bio of at Alicia May Ward. Also linked in the show notes. Love ya. Bye.